The commissioner of Kapoita East County, Abdallah Angelo, says at least 13 people have been killed and several others injured since the clashes erupted last week between some members of the Turkana community of Kenya and the people of Kapoita East last week. Angelo says tensions remain high at the border towns of Nadapal and Narkodok.
As the commissioner here, I am now not able to control the situation. It was the other side that started the fighting because the governor of Turkana West and the minister of interior of Kenya came about 2 weeks ago and declared that Nadapal, Narus and Narkodok are payams belonging to the countries of Kenya. That is what caused the conflict and people became angry because who gave them those areas? That territory belongs to South Sudan. It doesn't belong to Kenya.
Commissioner Angelo says the border post has been temporarily closed due to the ongoing clashes. He urges the national government in Juba to intervene.
We want our national government to come in to protect its people and to protect its borders, to protect the border of South Sudan from the people who want to extend that border to the South Sudan land. Let them bring the papers of 2009, which they claimed was an agreement that allowed the presence of their soldiers in Nadapal to provide security. Now they claim that the area belongs to them. They have grabbed our water points and grazing land for our cattle.
Eastern Equatoria Information Minister Patrick Oting says some security forces from the state have been deployed to defuse tensions and protect civilians.
Our forces are already on the ground there, and they stay through the directive of the governor, so they have done the best, and currently I'm talking that the border, it is under control. Currently, as we are talking, the national government is working on it, and sooner or later you will be hearing what the national government have done.
Last week, hundreds of Kapoita East County residents peacefully demonstrated after Kenya deployed soldiers on South Sudanese territory, claiming that the border between the two countries is in the Narkodok area of Kapoita East County. Mayik Ayideng, South Sudan's Minister for Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, said Thursday the highest levels of government are aware of the border clashes and are working with Kenya to maintain peace and border integrity. Deng said he met with the Kenyan ambassador to South Sudan and discussed areas of mutual concern. On Wednesday, while presiding over the swearing-in ceremony of newly appointed government officials, President Salva Kiir asked the new senior presidential advisor on special programs, Benjamin Bolmel, to improve South Sudan's relations with Kenya. Our relations are tarnished around the world. As you take up your new assignment, go and normalize our relations with Kenya, especially the recent tensions along the border corridor, the president said, according to a statement from his office. Kenya's Nation newspaper quoted the country's Foreign Affairs Principal Secretary, Korir Sing'oei, as saying that Kenya had not entered the territory of South Sudan. In that quote, Kenya respects the territorial integrity of all her neighbors and has not encroached on any of their territories. A boundary delimitation process of all borders under the AU is ongoing and is being conducted consultatively and jointly with our neighbors, end quote. The Nation newspaper reported Thursday that South Sudan's Deputy Minister for Foreign Affairs, Deng Dowding, said Kenya and Uganda are both claiming part of the South Sudan border area and that Juba will not cede any inch of the territory. There are reports that Juba has reported Kenya and Uganda to the African Union over their late border encroachment, in a row that could unsettle the East Africa Community Trading Bloc if it escalates. For VOA News, I am Deng Gading in Juba.